I would like to do a patriotic thing. I love the freedoms we got in this country. I appreciate your freedom to burn your flag if you want to, but I really appreciate my right to bear arms so I could shoot you if you try to burn mine. Like a good American. Yeah, all right. I wrote this after a trip overseas. I've never been overseas and come back to this country that I didn't love it more than when I left. I walked through a county courthouse square, and on a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole's kind of leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat," and I sat down. "Is this the first time you've come to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night Francis Scott Key sat up watching it writing, "Sakin', you see." Got a little rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. It almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. It got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field, in World War I, she took a bad hit from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low by the time that one was through. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. The Native American Indians, the blacks, yellow, white, all shed red blood for the Stars and Stripes. And in her own good land here, she's been abused, she's been burned, dishonored, denied, refused, and the very government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing kind of thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in, because she's been through the fire before and she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning and we bring her down slowly every night. We don't let her touch the ground and we fold her upright. On second thought, I guess I do like to brag, because I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag. Thank you very much. I'm awfully proud of the second generation that are coming along in our family. John Carter's kind of doing great. Roseanne and Rodney, I'm proud of them. Roseanne has had some really big hits on songs she wrote, and then she had a big hit record on a song that I wrote when I didn't think she was paying attention, but she was. And also Carlene Carter on the horizon with a big hit and going to be a big star. Yeah, but Roseanne, you know, when she recorded my song, she didn't know I wrote it. I thanked her for it, and she said, "You write that?" I said, "I thought it was so old, it was public domain." Well, that'll set you back a step or two. But she knows better now. And here's the original version.